are listening to the North Hills Baptist Church podcast with Pastor David Hetzer.
Proverbs chapter 12 tonight. Proverbs chapter 12. And we're going to be looking at verse 16 as we're making our way through Proverbs chapter 12. Verse number 16. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. Let's look at that one more time. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. Let's pray. Father, I pray you bless the preaching of your word tonight. I pray, Father, that you would give us wisdom, that you would help us to be prudent Christians, Father, living our life according to your precious word. And I pray that you would help me tonight to articulate your truth and give us some things to evaluate and to improve if need be. We pray these things in the name of Christ. Amen. It'll be an evening, probably a Thursday night, and my wife and I and our kids will, Naomi, Natalie, and Jonathan usually, and the other ones will be in bed, and we'll sit down in the living room on the floor, and as we do, we'll pull out a little pack of Old Maid cards. Anyone played Old Maid? Play Old Maid? All right. Yeah, you probably haven't played in a while, but we'll get out the Old Maid cards, and we'll hand them all out, and usually, if we haven't played in a long time, specifically when we played the first couple times, when we would hand those cards out and everyone would look at their cards, without fail, one of the kids would go, "Oh, man," or smack their head like, "Oh," or, "Great, I'm going to lose." And before we've even started the game, before we've even called out anything or handed out anything or put any cards down, we already know. We already know who has the Old Maid, because they have made known, they have made it very clear, they have made it very known who has the Old Maid. Or sometimes, maybe we go a couple rounds in and, you know, you take a card from the other person and they'll take the card from the other person and we'll go, "Oh." And once again, we know who has the Old Maid. And we try to sit down, we try to explain, "Now listen, you can still win if you have the Old Maid, but you can't let everyone know you have the Old Maid. Because if you let everyone know you have the Old Maid, you won't win. And so you can have the Old Maid and still win if you don't tell everyone. But if you tell everyone and they know you have the Old Maid, then you're not going to win." As Solomon is talking to us tonight in the Word of God, he's letting us know that we're all going to get the Old Maid from time to time. Not the card, but you'll kind of see where I'm going with this, the principle of it. From time to time, you and I are going to get the Old Maid. We're going to get, in this particular instance, we're going to get an offense coming our way. We're going to get what this verse describes as shame that is coming our way. In other words, as you're going through life, mark it down, at some point, someone is going to upset you. I know that's a novel idea, but at some point in your life, someone is going to upset you. Someone is going to do you wrong. Something bad is going to happen in your life, and in that moment, it's like someone just handed you an Old Maid. Someone's going to do you wrong. Someone may say something totally inconsiderate to you. I mean, they may be rude, they may be harsh in what they say. Someone may publicly embarrass you. They may make fun of you. They may tell a story about you that you didn't really want other people to know about. Or they might bring a massive amount of attention to a mistake that you really didn't want anyone to know about. Someone may try to intimidate you. They may try to bully you and push you around to get something that they want out of you. Someone may tell you no to what was a very reasonable, request on your part, a very fair and very reasonable request, and they may give you a no. And the way they give you the no may not be nearly as reasonable in the request you gave as in the response that you were given. Someone may challenge you. You may have an idea. You may be making a decision. You may have did something, and this person raises up to challenge you. This person raises up to kind of go against you or to antagonize you in what you're trying to accomplish. In other words, in life, you and I are going to go through periods of time where an offense is going to come our way. Something bad is going to come primarily from somebody, and it's just like this in my mind. Someone just handed you the old maid of offense card. And they said, here you go. What are you going to do with it? And when you and I have offense given to us, when you and I have these things happen to us, you and I can either act as a fool or you and I can act as someone who is prudent. A fool. A fool is one who has no concern for the things of God. A fool is one who is not trying to live according to the Scriptures. They are foolish. They are doing what feels right to them. They are doing what seems wise to them. While the prudent would be a person who is discerning of things and seeks to take what's being given to them, and in a godly way, they're able to figure out the best way to get something accomplished. And you and I, when offense comes, we're either going to be foolish or we're going to be prudent. And it all comes down to what we do with the old maid card that we're given. See, the Bible says in verse 16, he gives us this imagery. He says, a fool's wrath is presently known. So I want you to imagine you have a man who has been offended. I want you to imagine a man who's had something, we know from the counterpart of the verse, something shameful, something upsetting has happened to him. And he's upset about it. He's upset about being humiliated. He's frustrated that they weren't listening to him. He's enraged that he's being challenged. He's hurt that someone could be so inconsiderate. And so here's this person, and they have been offended. They have either been mistreated, or they've been challenged, or they've been neglected, or something to that effect, and they are upset. They are angry about it. There is wrath within them. They are angered by the offense. But here's the thing I want you to know. It says in verse 16 that their wrath is presently what? Known. So this person is upset. This person is offended. This person is angry. This person is full of hot anger. But here's the thing I want you to understand. The emphasis is this. Everyone knows it. In other words, they've been dealt the old maid of offense, and they've let everybody know that they're upset. In their response, everybody knows they're angry. Everyone knows they have the old maid because they are expressing their anger in what's taking place. How so? Well, their facial expressions show their anger. It's amazing what our facial expressions can show. They're red, and not because they've been out on the beach all day. They're gritting their teeth. Their eyes look like flames of fire. Their face is tightly clenched like a fist. Everything about their face says they are mad. They are upset. They are not very happy about what just happened. Their speech shows anger. They either get real loud, or they get really short, or they get really mean, or they get really accusative. They either get short, they either get loud, they either get accusative, or they get mean. But in their speech, in their talk, in their communication, it's very obvious, it is presently known, they are angry at what just happened. It might be their outbursts of anger. They throw something. They hit something. They get physically aggressive with the person. They start to kind of get up in a person's face. They kind of start getting a little shovey or pushy with another person. They start to express themselves in physical outbursts. They slam a door. They make a dramatic exit, slamming the door behind them, kicking something in their way, knocking something over, exiting stage right with a very dramatic scene that everyone knows. So they're angry, but here's the thing. The key is this. Everyone knows. It's presently known. In other words, they've been offended, something's happened, and they're letting everyone know right then on the spot. Have you ever made your anger presently known? Have you ever been angry and everyone around you knew? They could tell it was on your face. They could tell by your speech. They could tell by the way you were walking around. They could tell by the way you were sitting. Everything about you was making it very plain and very clear. Presently, right now, I am angry. And it is coming out and it is manifesting itself in my countenance, in my speech, or in my outbursts of anger. In other words, I have the old maid and everyone knows I'm mad. And there's no hiding it. There's no concealing it. There's no playing as though I'm okay. Nope, you've upset me, and now everyone's going to find out about it. Well, here's that man. And so he's been offended, he's angry, he's made it known. And I want you to notice what the Bible says about him in verse 16. It says, a fool's wrath is presently known. Do you know what that's saying? It's saying that that person is a fool. A person who reveals their anger in the moment, in the instant, is a fool. That's a very strong word. No, I'm just outgoing. No, you're not. You're a fool. No, it's just the way I express myself. Okay, that's fine. That's also how fools express themselves. Are you with me? It's foolish. Solomon says when a person, this individual, experiences something that's frustrating to him, something that comes along that angers him, and he manifests it to the whole world and says, I'm angry, he says, here's what that is. That's foolish. Let me give you some reasons why it's foolish. The main reason is this. It shows that he is subject to his anger. When you and I make our anger presently known, here's what we're saying. My anger is the Lord of me. I am not the Lord of my anger. You are, and I are servants to our anger. When you and I experience frustration from someone, and it blows out of our face, or it blows out of our mouth, or it blows out of our action, here's what we're saying. Here's what we're saying. I don't have my passions under control. I don't have my passions subdued. Because I'm mad, and everyone's going to know about it. In other words, my passions control me. And a fool is controlled by their passions, not a man of God, not a woman of God. Here's another reason why it's foolish. Because that person will do things they regret. Do you know what happens when you and I make our anger presently known? We do things on an exaggerated scale. What do you mean? I mean, when you and I immediately respond in anger to something, the words we say on that spot are going to be more exaggerated than what we would probably say an hour from now. The way we would express our displeasure is going to be more exaggerated in that moment than it would have been if we waited a little bit. And you know what happens when we do things exaggerated? We'll do things we regret. We'll say things to people that we wish we did not say. We'll break things that later on we'll wish we did not break. We will make a scene in front of others that later on we wish we did not make. I know no one can relate to this, but we will go back to our sent box and wish that we never sent that email. We will, listen, when you and I respond in anger, we will do things that we will come to regret later. Which also means this, we'll cause damage. We'll make exaggerated statements, we'll do exaggerated things, and so in other words, you know what we'll do? We'll cause damage. People will distance themselves from us. People will think differently about us. The testimony of Christ will be affected. And you might even make some deep wounds to a relationship. That outburst may take 10 seconds, but it'll take a lot longer to fix once it's over. It will escalate matters. Have you ever noticed that anger doesn't fix things very well? Have you ever noticed that when one person gets angry, everyone else around doesn't say, "Oh, you're right. You're right. We're all so dumb. Let's all sit down and you can tell us everything about us that's wrong. You're so wise. Oh, why did we not?" Have you ever noticed it doesn't work that way? That when you lose your cool and you get angry, have you ever noticed it tends to do that to everyone else? And all it does is it escalates everything and makes it worse. Have you ever noticed in marriage that when one mate loses it, the other mate typically ends up getting a little more frustrated in the deal? Anger escalates things. It causes more anger. It causes high. One person raises their decibels, so guess what? Someone else raises their decibels, or they just leave. It escalates the issues. And here's what happens. Now listen to me. That person who exhibits outbursts of anger will get worse and worse and worse. When a person makes their wrath presently known, do you know what happens? They will continue to do so, and it'll get worse and worse and worse. So in other words, the first time they did it, they took it to this notch. Hey, but that effect is kind of gone now. So now they got to take it to the next notch, and to the next notch, and to the next notch. And you know what happens? All of a sudden, people are doing things and saying things and acting in ways that they would have never done before, but it's just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse and worse over time. Do you know that people typically who are abusive physically didn't just like wake up abusive, but it started off with an outburst of anger that they never controlled, and it got worse and it got worse and it got worse and it got worse, and they kept degrading themselves, and anger got such a hold of them until they became abusive people. Because that's what happens to fools. But here's what Solomon's saying. If you want to win in life, you can't show the old maid. You can't show your anger and blow it off on people and win. He's saying this: when you get dealt the old maid in life and someone offends you or something bad happens, you can't just respond and blow up in anger and let everybody know you're offended. People who show the old maid do not win. They're fools. And they will ultimately lose whatever it is they're trying to gain in life. So here's this fool: their wrath is presently known. And when you and I make our wrath, our angry outbursts made known, here's what we do: we behave as a fool. But notice what else we see. Verse 16, it says, "A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame." So now we have another individual who has experienced offense. There has been shame brought to him. He has been either intimidated or humiliated or treated wrong in some capacity or ignored. And so shame has come to this person's way. And listen, the implication is he's not happy about it either. It's not like this guy, because the word prudence attached to him, he says, "I feel no pain. Nothing you say to me hurts me." That's not the idea here. He's upset too. Now, are you with me? He's upset too. He doesn't like what happened to him. He didn't like being embarrassed. He didn't like being put down. He didn't like being cut off. He didn't like being challenged in public to other people. He didn't like it either. He's upset. He's offended. He's been bothered. He is angry. But I want you to notice his response: "But a prudent man covereth shame." But here's the difference. This man gets the old maid, but he's not going to show everybody. He's not going to blow up in anger. Do you know what he's going to do? He's going to cover the shame. He's going to cover what happened to him. What does that mean? It means he's just going to cover it up like it never happened? No, it means a couple things. One, it means this: he's going to restrain himself from responding. It means this: he's going to exercise discipline and not respond in the way His anger wants him to respond. He's going to restrain himself. What does that mean? It means he's not going to make faces. It means he's going to maintain his tone of voice. It means he's not going to show any signs of aggression. He is going to bring his body, she is going to bring her body under the captivity of the Holy Spirit. He is going to mortify the flesh and not allow anger to rule the day and going to restrain. And then here's what he's going to do, or she's going to do. She's going to cover that offense. How? Well, it could be a few things. One, that may just choose to totally forgive and forget about it. We know tonight that is a Christian virtue. That sometimes people offend us. Let me just say it this way. Most of the time people offend us, we're just supposed to forgive them. Did you know that tonight? That most of the time people offend us, we're supposed to just forgive and move on. Forgive as Christ forgave you. It might be this. It might be just taking time to evaluate what is the best way to handle this situation. You know what? This was not good. I was totally embarrassed. I probably need to sit down and think about how I need to handle this. Probably just need to evaluate and think. Maybe even talk to someone, but not like call 50 people. Maybe just talk to my spouse or someone about this and evaluate what I need to do. It might just be this. You know what? I just need to sit on this for 24 hours and cool down. I'm mad. I'm hot about this. I don't think I can enter into this conversation. I'm not going to respond to this email for at least 24 hours. I'm not going to have this meeting for at least 24 hours. I'm just going to sit on this for 24 hours and pray the Lord and kind of let this cool down a little bit so that I don't do something I regret. Or he may just choose to respond in love and kindness and say, you know what? I'm going to heap hot coals on their head, like the scriptures say, and I'm going to be very nice to them. I'm going to speak very softly to them. I'm going to be very kind. I'm going to be generous, and I'm going to seek to love that person even though what they did to me. Whatever it is, here's the point. They've received the shame. They've received the old maid card, and they've said this, I'm not going to let everyone know I'm upset. I'm not going to make it known. He's not saying I'm not going to deal with it. He's not saying I'm just going to let myself go through this all the time. Sometimes that's the answer, but he's not saying I'm just going to let people do this to me. He's saying this, I'm not going to respond in wrath. I'm going to cover the wrath, the shame of this, and then I'm going to deal with this in a spiritual, scriptural fashion. You know, sometimes in life, the best time to have discussions with people aren't when we're mad at them. You know, oftentimes, if you really want to know if something's important to you, wait to talk to that person about it once the anger of the offense is gone and see if you still want to talk to them about it. Let it cool. Let it go. Learn to cover the shame. Notice what the Bible says about that person. He says, he's a prudent man that covers shame. He's prudent. He's wise in matters. He's discerning. Prudent means this, able to see the problems and difficulties and handle them in a way to get production and good out of them. In other words, he understands how to get the old maid and still win the game. He understands that when the old maid comes, he doesn't tell everybody. He learns how to play the game and behave appropriately and how to handle things in such a way that at the end of the day, God is magnified, he grows as a Christian, and everyone is edified, and he wins the game. He doesn't give in to the flesh. And he's prudent. Well, how is he prudent? One, he has his passion under subjection. Listen, it means that he has or she has self-control. If you are able to have somebody challenge you or try to intimidate you or embarrass you or do something wrong to you, and you are able to take that shame and cover it and figure out and pray through and evaluate the best way to handle it without making your anger presently known, here's what it says about you. It says that you have your passions under subjection. and that you're controlling your passions rather than your passions are controlling you. It means this: more than likely, you'll have no regrets because you won't have said something foolish, you won't have sent something foolish, you won't have started something with all these other people that later on you're going to regret doing. It also means this, we know this from the Proverbs, you're going to be seen as wise. Did you know that even when people are humiliating you, when you learn how to respond like a Christian, the people that you think are looking down at you because you were embarrassed often look up to you because of the way you handle it. And you will be seen as a wise person. You will preserve relationships because you didn't explode, because you didn't say that, because you didn't fire off that, and you allowed it to sit. You know what you're going to be able to do? You're going to be able to preserve some relationships, maybe even be with your own kids. You preserve relationships. You may bring conviction to the offender. Sometimes when you and I respond in love and kindness and we cool the flame and we hold back a thing, oftentimes the person who's offended will see their foolishness and they'll get convicted and want to change. And you might disarm the situation. You'll ultimately be able to move forward in the circumstances instead of moving backwards. You see, the point of this is this, is that when the old maid comes your way, you can win if you don't show you're angry. Well, they intimidated me. They made fun of me. They did this. Yes, you can still win. It's okay. You just have to learn how to handle it. You just have to learn how to give it to the Lord. You have to understand how to be a prudent person and say, okay, I'm hurt, I'm upset, I'm angry about this, but I'm not going to make my wrath presently known. I'm not going to be a slave to my passions. I'm going to be filled by the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to cover this shame, and I'm going to deal with it in a spiritual fashion so that I can move forward and still win in life before the Lord, rather than losing my testimony and everything else. So hold on to the old maid and consider the best way to win the situation. So let me give you three principles as a result of this. Three principles I see is this: we must get a hold of our emotions if we want to get ahead in life. That's the heart of what he's saying. We have to get a hold of our emotions if we want to get ahead in life. You and I have to learn how to govern our passions before they harm us. Here's another principle I see here. We are better to err in responding late than early. We are better to err in responding late than early. You are much better off to be too late in your argument than to be too early. You're much better to have let something cool too long than to not let it cool long enough. You're better to err on the side of waiting. Here's another thing I want to see. I think this is very important. We can see each offense as an opportunity for growth. Every time you and I are offended by someone, you know what that is? That's an opportunity for us to grow. It's an opportunity for me to say, okay, I have an opportunity to either be a fool or I have an opportunity to be prudent. I have an opportunity to make my wrath presently known and to blow it today, or I have the opportunity to learn how to handle difficulties, how to cover shame, and how to progress and grow and see the Lord help me get the victory and grow in my spiritual life. Every offense can be seen as an opportunity for growth. And so Solomon's speaking to us tonight. Solomon's making known, listen, it's not a matter of if you're going to be offended, it's a matter of when. And when you and I are offended, we have a choice. Will we behave as a fool or will we behave as the wise? And Solomon says, a fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. May God help us to understand we can still have the old maid and win. Let's pray.